You're listening to BYU Idaho Radio. It's October 15th, 2020. I'm Emma Isaac, and this is a rundown of local news headlines. One person is dead after a five-car crash east of Idaho Falls this morning. Idaho State Police say the accident happened at the intersection of Yellowstone Highway and Hit Road in Idaho Falls a little before 8 this morning. 60-year-old Jan Kelly of Idaho Falls was driving a Kentworth dump truck west on Yellowstone Highway and was in the turn lane to go southbound. The intersection light turned yellow and the Kentworth started making the turn when a 2008 Chevrolet Cobalt driven by 41-year-old Marco Vargas Ortega of Idaho Falls hit the truck. ISP says the driver sped up as the light was turning red. The two vehicles then hit three more cars that were stopped at the red light. Vargas Ortega died from his injuries at the scene of the crash. Hit Road was blocked from Yellowstone Highway for about 4.5 hours for cleanup. Idaho State Police are investigating the crash. Today, Idaho Governor Brad Little encouraged Idahoans to remain vigilant about COVID-19 at a press conference. The press conference comes as cases of the coronavirus have risen across the state. Little says it's up to Idaho's citizens to be responsible.
Our personal actions to slow the spread of coronavirus matter. In fact, our personal actions work better to slow the spread of coronavirus than anything else. Our personal actions determine whether we as Idahoans succeed or fail in protecting our neighbors and our economy during this global pandemic.
The governor also warned that an increase in coronavirus cases could mean an increase in hospitalizations, which would hurt Idaho's healthcare system. The governor announced Idaho will remain in stage 4 of the reopening plan for another 2 weeks. Idaho has been in stage 4 of reopening since June 13th. Yellowstone National Park staff released 8 trumpeter swans in the Hayden Valley of Yellowstone. The release happened last month and is part of an ongoing restoration project to increase territorial pairs of swans that have experienced a decade-long drop in population. The park had more than 60 birds in the early 1960s, but the population dropped to 4 in 2009 and 2010. As part of the restoration, researchers are collecting population data to help pinpoint the cause of the population decline. The recent releases and other restoration efforts have increased the population back to more than 20 birds. This has been a rundown of local news headlines for October 15th, 2020. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.